Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love.
Virginia State Police saying that the crowd yesterday at the state capitol was probably right about 22,000 people. Pretty significant. Not the high end of the numbers that were expected, but certainly not the low end either. And it made an impression on a lot of people. Matt Demline is our WRVA reporter who has been at the state capitol for many, many rallies over the decades that he has covered the legislature. First, Matt, what was your general reaction kind of walking through the crowd? You spent a lot of time talking to people yesterday.
Well, let me tell you, you mentioned that number not being at the high end. From the officials that I talked to running up to the rally, that actually was at the high end. A lot of people were only saying about 10,000, so to get 22, that actually exceeded what sort of the official expectations were. So that ended up being a rather large crowd.
Yeah, well, they were telling me 100,000 yesterday, so I was kind of tempering that a little bit.
I don't think that number was ever going to be possible. Yeah. I don't think 100,000 was ever going to be possible.
Yeah, well, so what'd you see yesterday?
I saw, like we were discussing, a large crowd. And yes, a lot of people using their Second Amendment rights, carrying weapons downtown. But it was a peaceful, nonviolent rally. I mean, obviously you did have occasional chants against the governor. But, you know, there was no violence, at least that I saw, in the areas that I was. And I was, again, outside for almost the entire rally.
Yeah. Are there details now on this one single arrest? Quite a contrast to what everybody was building up before the event took place yesterday. Only one person taken into custody.
Just this one Richmonder, a woman who lives, believes up on Churchill. I don't have the address right in front of me, and I apologize for that. What I do find interesting is that it was for wearing a mask, because I did see a lot of people wearing masks, and I did even see police make some. Yeah, it was cold. It was cold. I did see police make requests of people to take off masks, and some people refusing to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of amazed that if there was this one arrest, it was for wearing a mask, and that there weren't more arrests for wearing masks if that's what they were going to enforce. It was interesting how that worked out, but. Again, I did see people wearing masks. I didn't see any. Obviously, there was just the one arrest.
So we were talking earlier in the show that there had been some chatter about how this had turned into a contentious thing, like the police officer saying, you know, on a number of occasions to this same person, hey, would you please take the mask off? And then there was maybe some pushback to that. Is that what you're hearing, or do we know?
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like based on from what I've read. But, again, I saw people basically having a very similar interaction and they're not being arrested.
Yeah,
so
it may
have been a situation where you had a certain officer enforcing something differently than other officers were. And I'm not saying that's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying there may be circumstances behind this one that are different than others that I saw.
Certainly quite a contrast to what was billed in advance, that there might be mass violence. What was the tone out there in the crowd? You know, we were at the Commonwealth Hotel at the corner of 9th and Bank Streets, and I did interact with a lot of folks, but I wasn't way up near Broad Street. I was trying to look at the signs. They didn't seem to be foul or, you know, overtly. The only one that kind of struck me was the one that compared Ralph Northam to Adolf Hitler. I thought that was, I get the argument there, but I think that's over the top.
Comparing him to Stalin as well. There were a couple of those further out in the crowd. That was not an uncommon theme. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Was it mostly calm outside? Yes. Mm-hmm. Was there tension in the crowd? Also, yes. Mm-hmm. I spoke to one Richmond couple that was there. They were walking away from the crowd a little bit, and they were there for the Second Amendment rally. They support gun rights. They were, you know, they're on the side of everyone who was at the rally, and they said they left the middle of the crowd because they felt it was a little too tense for them where they were in the middle of the crowd on Bank Street. Yeah. So there was tension there. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't. There was a completely calm event. That being said, it wasn't a situation where we had violence.
And then it was remarkable to me that once the crowd started to clear out, and I saw this as I was leaving to go to my vehicle and, you know, head back to the radio station, this crowd actually picked up the trash behind them.
I did notice that in spots. To be honest with you, I didn't see a whole lot of trash there to begin with. Mm-hmm. And that's a credit to the folks as well. I mean, there obviously wasn't much to pick up because there wasn't much there to begin with.
Yeah.
The crowd was calm. They did. I did see a lot of interactions with police, good interactions with police among the crowd. I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this exactly. There was not the violence, the tension that people thought was possible. That was not the case.
Matt Demlein is our longtime WRVA reporter who was at the state capitol yesterday, and we'll be back down there as the General Assembly continues to address some of the issues that have gotten so many Virginians concerned. Let's put it that way. Matt, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.